These chants are from the June 3rd protest in front of the DeKalb County Courthouse in Sycamore. It came after several days of sustained gatherings in DeKalb County. The sounds rise from a sea of Black Lives Matter signs that stretches a couple blocks back.
My sign says, "Mama." That was the last word George Floyd said before he died. He was calling out to his mother.
What brought you out here today?
There's a need. There's a need.
That's Checky Schmock. She's 70 years old and a Sycamore resident. She's one of the hundreds of people across northern Illinois who are joining the marchers. In Rockford, protests have also continued since the end of May. And while many of the chants and the signs are similar, the organizing has been different and creative. The location of many protests are kept under wraps until about 2 hours before the events. One of the protesters, Shadow Wolf, explains why.
Right now we are at Saturn Park. It is a beautiful day out here. They did not get the opportunity to know we were going to be here. Ultimately, the plan is to be disruptive, to be direct, and to be peaceful.
One of the recurring chants in Rockford calls for the resignation of Rockford Police Chief Daniel O'Shea. The outcry comes after a comment he made in May calling 16 and 17-year-olds that were shooting each other, quote, a lost cause. The police department has shifted its focus to helping younger kids. Many protesters feel deeply disappointed by the comments, including Jasmine Brown.
That really hurt me because, I mean, I have brothers that age. And it's just like, if you're the chief of police, you're supposed to care about the community that you're working for.
O'Shea later clarified his remarks and says he does not plan to step down. Still, protesters are hopeful about the numbers of people who have mobilized, including Toni Thompson, Mariah Nelson, and Clarissa Ingram.
Never in a million years would I have ever expected this in Rockford. I think change is coming. You know, it's an old song called Change is Coming. It's long overdue. Now, it's a process, but the process is worth it.
These are people in my city. It's not just something that you see on Instagram in New York. It's something that happens in every single city because it's in the fiber of America.
Right is right and wrong is wrong. That's why I'm protesting. I'm not with the violence and I'm not with the other stuff, but I'm with the movement of police need to stop the brutality of killing our black people.
Last week, members of the Illinois Legislative Black Caucus chose Rockford to preview plans to address economic injustice in the black community and police reform. The group plans to meet again in other areas of the state where protests have occurred. And on June 8th, Rockford Mayor Tom McNamara announced a series of moves to begin police reform in the city. The list includes virtual listening sessions that will allow members of the black community to share their experiences with the Rockford Police Department.
I need to be educating myself to do better. And once I know better, we will, as a community, do better collectively and we will act. So we need to listen, we need to learn, and we need to act as a city.
Meanwhile, organizers in DeKalb and Rockford say they want to keep the momentum going. I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco. No good cops in a racist system. No good cops.